full house. Loving this. Kathy Dickman, Jenka Bazoo director, co-hosting morning show with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
And one of our other favorite groups in town.
Yes.
Once a month, I get to talk with Scott from the foundation, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You've always
good morning,
got,
Kathy.
You've always got good things to talk about.
Well, I try and filter, the content for mostly positive. Yeah.
It is always positive.
Yeah. I don't
Come
bring
on.
My family drama to the radio
no, no.
show.
And I appreciate that. I thank you for that. Well, hey, it is grant season.
It is grant season. Yes.
That is our topic. What's happening here?
Yeah, so the month of April is grant season for Richland Wilkin Community Foundation. If you are a nonprofit in either county, or a government entity, a government-supported entity. Those are kind of the two qualifications in order to be eligible. Mm-hmm. It's time to get your grant application submitted. So we'll accept those throughout the month of April, all the way up till basically midnight on the 30th. The committee will meet in mid-May and decide those grants. The advisory committee has budgeted $80,000 for the year, which is pretty consistent with what we've seen in the past.
And okay.
we are seeing some negative trends in terms of, activity and donors and stuff, not unique to us. It's kind of a national trend that we talked about at nonprofit conference last week. But we have $80,000 to return into the community this
loving
year.
Loving that.
So we'll cut off about half of that depending on the applications that we get in the context of those and where the math makes sense this time. But, I know it's kind of tough to make stats interesting on the radio, but I've got a few.
Go ahead and try.
I've got a few stats I'm going to try and
pull
and
that
spit
off.
I think you can pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now this is just Richland Wilkin Community Foundation. Okay. So that was established in 1986 with an endowment fund. Since 86, the endowment has granted $372,000 back to the community.
Wow. Incredible.
That is amazing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Then, if you remember, we have a United Way lineage in our past. They came to us about the late 2010s. Our first grants were paid out in 2020. I didn't realize it was that recent ago, but that has paid out $344,000 since 2020
back into the communities.
Yep. And then Power of 100, first grants were paid out in 2022. And that has added another $34,000. And if you're keeping score at home, that's $750,000.
Wow. See, you made that very interesting. And nice
well,
way
thank
to,
you.
Nice
thank
way
you.
To bring it full circle,
yeah.
too, I
yeah.
might add.
And I think
yeah.
the best four words are back into the community.
Back into the community. Yeah. Right.
I think people need to remember that's
yeah.
where
right.
this is. That's where it's going. That's who it's helping.
Yep.
Well, it's the beauty of the foundation.
It is. Well, and what's unique about Richland Wilkin is we are both counties. So this is... It's not just Wahpeton. It's not just Breckenridge. I mean, these dollars are infiltrating into Hankinson and Fairmount and Windmere, Barney. I mean, you name it. We support a lot of different programs, many of which you talk about on your program.
Mm-hmm.
But food security, survivor services. I've got kind of, I think it's a short stack here, maybe eight different categories that we put things into, but parks and rec, support services and disadvantaged, education, arts, history, libraries, senior services, healthcare, you name it. We support a variety of programs that our mission is to enhance the lives of our residents through charity and philanthropy. And so
that's what you do.
Yeah. So if you're a nonprofit that is engaged in those activities and you're looking for some funds for 2026, Start with us. Give me a call. 701-892-2007 is my desk phone number.
Okay.
Or go to our website. So the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation is a component fund of the North Dakota Community Foundation. That's the statewide organization.
And you're tied into that too. You yep. personally are
that
tied
is,
into that.
That is yeah. us. That I'm employed by them.
Okay.
And it's my job to make sure that the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation is here operating. Telling the statewide organization where to place the funds. That's really what we depend on the Richland Wilkin group to do is, hey, you group of 11, you tell us what the needs are of the community. Because,
yeah.
We as a statewide organization, we're administering the funds. We're working on tax returns and marketing and things of that nature. The specialty of knowledge where should the money go? That comes back to the local advisory committees.
Scott, you're plugged into a lot of other communities and talked to a lot of other people, you know, through the foundation. When you look at Breckenridge Wahpeton, are we unique in the respect that, to me, it just seems like we've got so many different great entities and so many different great services. Are we somewhat unique in that regard?
Yeah, we are, you know, because, you know, we're both county seats, so some of that stuff comes to us just by the nature of who we are.
Right.
You know, your food pantry is typically located in your county seat. So, you know, in some of the other communities, they don't have that, I call it demand or that pressure on those community funds, because Richland Wilkin is doing the food pantry for Richland Wilkin so that we don't have to do a food pantry in Hankinson, for example.
That's a great point.
You know,
yeah.
They serve both counties. And so when you support us, you support them. Your support is going back into all of those communities. I mean, the work that they do, just with the backpack program alone, the impact that program has is just amazing. I can't remember. I think the last time I talked to Sharon, it's over 300 backpacks.
I think 370.
Is it that high now?
370 yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, just to think about that, I mean, that's such a huge, huge impact across these two counties, and we're glad to support them.
All right. What else you got?
Well, I'd mentioned statewide organization.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I got them going.
It's a milestone birthday for them. 50 years this year, established in 1976.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yep. And I've got a few more boring stats I'm going to try and make interesting. So hold on here.
Think you pull it off?
Yep.
I think you can. These are amazing stats. I know.
They're
all really positive
That's
stats.
What I love about it. It's just got what's going on. Yep. I let him go.
So last year we grew to $188 million in total assets. Okay. Over the life of that organization, they have put back into the communities that we serve $132 million.
Incredible. What a number.
Yeah. Ooh. And now last year alone, so you're going to see the lifetime numbers grow exponentially faster. Because last year alone, we received, as an organization, almost $23 million in gifts, 2,700 total contributions to all of our funds. And we paid out $11 million in grants, 1,700 of them.
Wow.
So every, you know, between the different component funds like Richland Wilkin and the scholarship funds and things that we administer, that's the activity of our organization.
That is amazing. Those numbers are amazing.
Yeah. It's a pleasure and a privilege to work for an organization that does this work. Yeah. You know, I get to come in and talk to wonderful people like you.
Yeah,
you know?
How about that?
This isn't a hard day at the office for me, but this is what I get to do.
Always great to have you.
I think, Scott, the people can call if they have questions about how to apply and how to do those things.
Yep.
I remember it being very helpful, and don't feel that if you had all the answers, and it's not a grueling process to apply like some things are. So, but it sounds like you have plenty of applicants.
Yeah, thank you for that. We do. We get, you know, we have plenty of demand. You know, a lot of organizations looking to us for support, and you know, we're extremely, you know, appreciative of all the gifts, you know, that we've received. But it just kind of goes to show that, you know, we're always looking for additional donations. We're looking to talk to people who would like to have an impact in their community and give back somehow. You know, In this side of the business, we talk to people about different ways to give, mm-hmm. whether, you know, setting up a donor advised fund for mm-hmm. their family. You know, we can receive gifts of appreciated stock, land, you know, you name it. We have the ability to handle those kinds of gifts. And that's how we've grown some of these funds to the level that they're at. I mean, there are some wonderful, wonderful gifts that we've received that are just doing tremendous things for their communities or in the case of Breckenridge, you know, large scholarship now. We're going to see huge, huge dollars paid out to those students in the coming years. It's just going to be wonderful.
Loving that. Yeah. Scott Nicholson, great to talk with you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Have a good rest of April. We'll talk again in May.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll look forward to it.
Thank you for your good work.
Yeah, absolutely. 9:15, you're the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is The Cattle Call, brought to you by i3G Media. Here's a rundown of all the upcoming bull sales and ranches that have their bulls for sale private treaty.
On the 15th, the Open Angus Ranch production sale. You can go to openangus.com for more details. Sale will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the 15th. Also on the 15th, Cotton Angus Ranch online production sale. Bid only on sale day at dvauction.com. For more information, go to Cotton Angus Ranch. On the 16th, the Ladue Angus Ranch has a sale at 2 p.m. Bid online at dvauction.com. For more information, call Kent at 605-788-2969. And on the 18th, the Myers 7M Cemental Ranch online sale, bull sale only. Sale will run from 1 to 4 Mountain Standard Time. For more information, call Marty at 701-527-8657.
This has been the Cattle Call, brought to you by i3G Media. To view a complete listing of all upcoming bull sales, visit kbmwnews.com under the Bull Sale tab.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. From spring tillage to sprayer parts, we've got the stock on hand and the customer service to get you ready for the spring rush. Field cultivator shovels and Estine shovels are available in a variety of sizes and styles. For water or fertilizer storage needs, we have tanks ranging from 3 gallons to 5,000 gallons on hand. When you're looking for the best selection and the customer service to match, stop in to Farm City Supply in Breckenridge. Hardware, farm, home.
Hey, did you hear about that multi-billion dollar Roundup settlement?
Yeah, it impacts people who are exposed to weed killers at work or at home, even if you just used it in your own yard. Lawsuits claim it causes non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a blood cancer.
But we're not sick, so that doesn't affect us.
But it does. This cancer can take 10 to 15 years to show up.
That's a long time after exposure.
It is, and that's why the settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you get sick, even years from now, you could get $6,000 to $165,000 or more as part of this settlement.
So what's the catch?
If you stay in, you give up the right to sue them later.
Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 1-888-403-8201. If you or a loved one has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, even if they've passed, you must register for benefits. That's weedkillerclass.com. 1-888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup settlement.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already